Welcome back. You with the news at one. Well, cameras on cops, new guidelines on racial profiling. President Obama has announced several initiatives in an attempt to show the American people that trust can be rebuilt between communities and their police forces and that racism will have no part in policing. This follows the shooting dead of an unarmed teenager in Ferguson, Missouri, without the policeman involved being charged. The teenager was black and the policeman was white. Chris King is the editor of the St. Louis American Weekly newspaper, and he's on the line. Chris King, President Obama says Ferguson laid bare the simmering distrust between too many police departments and too many communities of colour. What's your view of his response to this problem?
This was something he had to do. I was aware of some of the political conversations before the grand jury decision, and the White House, among many other seats of power, we're kind of debating cynically, do we make a play now and try to defuse a possible riot, or do we wait after a riot and then come in and try to fix it? And the federal government decided really to wait. They pretty much were sure something was going to happen like a riot, riot-like, if you will. And they just sort of saved all of their response for after. So now we're just seeing federal reconstruction. He had some protesters to the White House, long overdue. Announced a task force, okay, fine. Attorney General said he will announce a racial profiling project, but didn't. And everything of substance, the president said, is going to have to get through Congress, which fights his every move. So it's the beginning of a reconstruction, but it's just the beginning.
What more could he do to show leadership on this issue?
He should, I think, still show up here. He should come to St. Louis. He should walk up and down Ferguson. He should meet privately with the police leadership, and I think that's overdue, and I think probably that'll happen. I don't see how he gets out of his second term without visiting Ferguson, the great national domestic story of his administration.
And do you think the administration, or Congress indeed, might have paid some extra notice to the fact that it wasn't just riots in Ferguson? There were protests in many cities across America. There were protests in malls right through Black Friday.
Yeah, very nonviolent protests, always in Ferguson, except for a couple of these flashpoint dates like the grand jury decision, and all over the country, all nonviolent. And yes, it's very active. I mean, the younger generation has stood up for their colleagues, their peers, and said, you know, black people should be able to live as long as white people, all other things being equal. Our police force should not be a force that shortens the lives of black people. That's not acceptable to this younger generation, and many of the older generation as well.
And how will the kinds of measures announced, like, you know, policemen wearing body cameras and so on, the extra equipment there, some critics are saying that in a way, while that may, you know, provide certainty about what does or doesn't happen in particular incidents, it makes the police force look like a militarized force. And that in itself is not what's required to solve this problem.
Well, body cameras are problematic on several points. They are very expensive, and you will see them probably be defunded at some point. Processing the data is expensive. Also, it's really still only as good as the prosecutor and the grand jury or the jury, because there's plenty of cases where there's video evidence, and still everyone has to debate whether or not it's a unnecessary use of lethal force. In that regard, the role of a special prosecutor, that's what's being discussed here in Missouri. That will be very, very difficult for anyone to pass, because governors often are attorney generals and presidents are often governors, and they all know attorney generals, and no one likes to get involved in dictating to the courts and the local elected prosecutors who can or can't handle their big cases. But if a special prosecutor was appointed in all police-involved shootings, this would be much better for the community.
Because it is a question as well about, you know, so much in America of what happens in relation to policing is controlled and managed effectively at a local level. So what can the federal government do to try and improve this problem nationwide?
Many things. We need federal standards, and that's really what this task force, I think, will push out eventually. There should be federal standards on acceptable use of lethal force. There should be federal standards on diversity. Look at the NFL, our football league here, American Football League. They are forced to interview a minority candidate for a head coach before they can hire. I mean, there could easily be something like that established in police departments in this country, and also the role of the special prosecutor. That would be very difficult to pass federally, but if in all over the nation, if you had to appoint a special prosecutor, that would be impactful. And just a note, we have a federal system, and our state governments are invariably more conservative than the federal government, no matter how conservative the federal government is. And that's because the way we redistrict and run our elections, it's very possible for conservatives to take over the largely rural areas of our states, and then they run the state legislatures.
Chris, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this lunchtime. That was Chris King, the editor with the St. Louis American Weekly newspaper.